Right.
Good morning, this is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor of Security Products Magazine. This morning, I'm meeting with Michael Falco, IT and Communications Director for the City of Inglewood, California, and Mark Layden, Vice President of Global Marketing for 3N. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a couple questions on this morning podcast. Michael, for your answer, how has instigating this solution from 3N help your organization in terms of emergency response efforts?
Well, for emergency response related efforts here at the City of Inglewood, we utilize 3N in basically two ways. First, as an internal notification mechanism for, say, public safety, public officials, and city administration. And second, as an external constituent notification system where we have the phone numbers of all our residents and businesses already geocoded. This allows us to call any size group of people all the way down to the street level. And prior to 3N, the operators in our 911 dispatch center used to call, you know, internal public safety folks, public officials, and city administrative staff based on often outdated phone lists. And this was very time-consuming, and it usually didn't result in a complete or effective notification. With respect to external contact, there really wasn't anything prior to, with the exception of perhaps dispatching patrol cars or community liaison officers to a location and perhaps canvassing the area.
Well, how did you input your list of recipients, and how has this improved your communication with them?
Well, we obtained the reverse 911 phone directory data from AT&T on a quarterly basis. Originally, we took the first set of data we received and geographically encoded it with the street address information we maintain in our GIS division. This allows us to target street-level boundaries, which is basically like drawing a polygon around a specific incident and only notifying those residents within a certain distance from that location. It also allows us to initiate a call-out based on zip code or even a council district. As far as improving communication to these residents, well, we're still working on policies and procedures for non-emergency or FYI-based communication to Inglewood residents and businesses. And even though we mail utility bills to all the addresses within the city, having the ability to send a voice communication is much more cost-effective and likely to be more impactful than a bill insert, which is often quickly discarded.
Let me ask a question of both of you. Michael, if you'll take the first glance at this, and Mark, if you have something to add. What issues did you face as a government agency in keeping with privacy compliance laws and other sensitive topics?
Well, Ralph, that's one of the most interesting topics. First, we obtained the reverse 911 data from AT&T, and when we did, we had to agree not to use it for anything but emergency use. And this sort of implies that non-emergency or those FYI-style calls shouldn't be initiated. Well, an emergency water shutoff certainly sounds reasonable, but what about a major road tie-up or an event that will undoubtedly cause traffic delays? And much like the CAN-SPAM Act of 2003, we felt we needed to have an opt-in, opt-out feature so that constituents could register or unregister their numbers. 3N has a polling feature, which we intend to use to quickly query residents and track their initial responses insofar as, do you want to receive non-emergency informational messages from the city? We are also working with 3N to separate our geocoded database into public accessible numbers versus the unlisted numbers.
So, in addition to what Michael had to say, for cities and counties, there's a myriad of different issues that relates to privacy and compliance regulations and requirements. It's just now becoming really a very highly discussed or topic that people are spending a lot of time debating right now is what's the right times to communicate and how to communicate and being considerate of people's privacy concerns and not overstepping those bounds. We're in the beginning of this really deployment of this type of technologies for cities across the United States and even globally. And so what's going to happen is I think a process of trial and error where mistakes will be made early on and organizations will learn from them and we'll start to see regulations and requirements and best practices starting to be established. We work with cities and counties like the City of Inglewood to help them through this process to make it a little bit more easy to navigate these sometimes tricky waters.
Thank you. That leads to a very interesting question of what challenges the City of Inglewood faced while implementing and deploying this system. And Michael, how have you overcome them?
well. The biggest challenge that I would say the city faced was accommodating the need for that opt-in, opt-out mechanism. Some agencies use a web-based collection mechanism, and they ask folks to register their contact information and so forth. Well, our community has many areas that are socioeconomically disadvantaged, and as such, many lack computers and internet access. So while we're working to address that issue, it doesn't really provide us with an easy-to-implement solution today. And in local government, you know, the fear of looking bad oftentimes prevents the effective use of a very worthwhile tool such as 3M. This makes it difficult to truly take advantage of the system's capabilities. Another challenge we faced was the internal buy-in from some of the folks that would be actively involved in the deployment and use of the system. Getting them trained was easy. Getting them to use the system, that was a little more difficult. We overcame that challenge by not only getting the buy-in from our city administrator, but also the buy-in from the chief of police.
And if I might add to what Michael had to say here, we have to focus on working with each of our city and county customers to help them kind of understand what the best practices are for deploying this type of technology. We work with the city of Englewood to help them with establishing letters they can send to their citizens, media advisories to work with how they can talk to the press, and make sure that they inform their audiences prior to starting to deploy this type of system. So that suddenly one day, people aren't being called on all their different phones and with these messages and not really being aware of what's happening. We like to give them a little advance notice, and that way it gets them accustomed or expecting to receive this type of information, and the process goes much more smoothly. So it's really important to help work with any of these organizations or cities to make sure that they are aware of what some of the challenges will be in implementing this technology and to make sure they avoid those challenges as best possible.
Thank you. Michael, a question for you. What were the major factors you were considering when choosing which solution to use?
Well, the major factors that we considered were, of course, the total cost of ownership and the overall effort involved in implementing and deploying a solution such as 3M. But we wanted a geographic-centric solution in order to target specific areas, or perhaps create a perimeter around such an area. And also, the group hierarchy-based mechanisms within 3M are superb, and we haven't seen anything even closely resembling that in the marketplace. And that's really important because what it does for us is it provides with a mechanism for the levels, the watch commander in the police department or the city administrator or even someone in the 911 dispatch center, they can take the lead and execute basically a citywide message if that were to be necessary. And we wanted a solution that, of course, was priced right for our size and yet offered capabilities for both internal and external use, coupled with that, of course, ease of use. So let's face it, when an emergency situation is in play, you just can't afford to figure out how to use a tool like 3M.
When you consider the use of this product, Michael, what's the return on investment to date, and what is the return on investment that you're expecting or projecting by using this solution?
Well, as far as ROI calculations, that's easy. From a simplistic view, I can calculate the cost of having the dispatch operators or administrative staff use a manual call tree during a time-sensitive situation. Contacting, say, 50 staff across multiple departments might take several people several hours to accomplish with marginal success. With 3M, we can do it in a matter of minutes with one person, and we can even use multiple contact paths such as text messaging and email. Furthermore, we can have a secondary contact person or people automatically contacted if the first line person isn't available. That's just something you just can't do with a manual call tree, at least not easily. Of course, contacting the public at large and notifying them of an emergency situation that may prevent loss of life, well, that's priceless.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I appreciate the information. I'm sure our listeners and readers also appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.